Cue the music.
Okay. I'm Aaron. This is Noah.
I'm Noah.
This podcast, what's this podcast about, Noah?
Aaron, what are you trying to get at there?
What we do...
Yeah, we're about to explain.
Today we have an expert.
My expertise, happens to be,
What is this show, Noah?
Yeah.
Schooling Noah with Aaron Maslow and a special guest.
It's a working title.
It's a working title. We don't have it.
So everybody, welcome. This is Schooling Noah with
Aaron Maslow and a special guest.
Oh my God. We're so happy to be here. It is Christmas weekend practically. And gosh, shout out to all those pagans out there. We hope that God saves your soul one of these days. But in the meantime, we have the birth of Jesus Christ to celebrate. And man, we're back for another week. And I'm excited to be here, Aaron.
I'm excited for you, and there's a couple reasons for my excitement. One, you just turned a year older.
Oh yeah, I did.
And I know this podcast isn't going to come out until 6 months from now.
Sure.
But I just wanted to say, from the bottom of part of my heart, one of the chambers, or the atrium,
yeah,
the front, God bless you.
Sure.
She loves you.
Uh-huh.
Happy birthday. And we're so excited for you. Noah, if you don't know, he just turned the number 21.
Wow.
And that's really exceptional.
Thank you so much. I am honored. And I hope Goddess can look down upon me.
She will.
Give me guidance.
It's guidance. And you know what? You're only 4 years till you arrive alive at 25.
Arrive at 25. I like it.
That's a car thing. I don't know if they're doing that anymore. They used to do ticket or click it. Then they did arrive at 25. Because I don't know if you know this. And I don't really know it either, but I've read a lot of those flashing billboards. Most people die in their cars.
Yeah. It's like 95% of all people, I think, die in their cars. And we're actually looking straight at our guest, who we'll introduce in a second, and he hasn't chimed in yet.
Yeah, but I can't believe he hasn't said a word. But that's okay.
I didn't know I was welcome to. Last time I did a podcast here, it was Jacob and Cody's, and they do a whole intro where they just make the guest sit very silently, so I was... trying to have good
well,
manners.
Well, I mean, I know I'm a lot like Jacob, and I know Noah is a lot like Cody.
I'm a lot like Cody.
In that you're feminine.
And I eat tree roots and nuts and berries all the time.
I'm really surprised that your teeth haven't fallen out the way you brush your teeth with Dr. Pepper and, yes, and root beer.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. But yeah, well, before we, and we'll introduce you in a second, we like to start the show.
Fucking Noah.
Right. First
of all, what's the show about?
Why are you talking over your guests?
The show's about
Here, I'll start.
Yeah.
So today on the show, what we usually do here is Noah's pretty young. We all discussed.
Mm-hmm. He's despite almost, being a year older, I'm still
yeah. Despite
young
his
guy.
Advanced age for a teenager, he's still pretty young. Doesn't know much. Doesn't know hardly nothing at all, really.
Hardly nothing.
And then there's old me, huh? I'm a little out of touch. Uh-huh. The last time I went outside, there were dinosaurs. That's how old I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm very old, out of touch. So what we do is we bring on a special guest. That's the special guest portion of our title.
Yeah, and we'll introduce our special guest
in just a few minutes or seconds. And what we do is we have that person school us on the ins and outs of their particular expertise. In this case, we have our guest. We'll bring it up in a second.
God damn you guys.
But he's not the only one with expertise.
Right.
Noah, as an example, he may be a little slow-minded and witted, but he's...
A lot.
Yeah.
And well,
he's a lot.
But he's got certain expertises, yeah, and today he wants to talk about one of those. What is that, Noah?
I am an expert in the CBS show NCIS.
Oh, tell me more.
With Mark Harmon, and I don't know the rest of the actors.
LL Cool J.
That's NCIS. Los Angeles.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. We're learning.
Actually, right. Mark Harmon? It feels like you're getting that wrong.
So that's a really interesting expertise to have.
Fun fact, there are more per capita murders in the Navy than any other population segment group of in the United States.
Yeah.
So they have to have their own personal, you know, investigatory unit to be able to investigate all. Basically, the Navy is kind of like Detroit and Southside Chicago put into one. That's how many people are getting murdered.
Okay, so this sounds like you're an expert in the
And we'll introduce you in a second.
Yeah, just sit tight. He's telling us about his expertise. And you know what's really interesting about that is if you take Southside Chicago and Detroit and merge them together, you get JAG,
right.
Which is the Naval Legal Squad, which they also had a TV show, which Noah knows a little bit about. But
I know a little bit, but that's for another day.
Yeah, his parents used to make him watch 2020 and sit in front of TV and watch JAG. So they do that on Friday nights.
I'm not the only person that has expertise in things, though, Aaron, right? Like, you know a lot
about
stuff.
No, I think you might be the only expert in the world, Noah.
And we'll get to
we'll
you.
We'll get to you soon.
Aaron, what are you an expert in?
So I'm a bit of a number file. Okay. I'm a statistician.
Sure.
And what I do is I can pretty much quote any stat as it comes to me on any topic.
All right, let's give it a go.
Let's just go back to what we were talking about. 95% of people die in cars.
Yeah.
End of story. But also, did you know that the number of people that die in the military branch, the quote-unquote Navy,
yeah,
is roughly 4.5%, leaving a 0.5% of people who don't die at all. So that's just statisticians.
If you join the Navy, there's a 0.5% chance you don't die.
Like, no,
you don't ever die.
No, you will die. That is
you're
a
not
statistic.
Listening to him.
Yeah, you're not hearing what I'm saying.
Okay,
there's 100% chance of snow, and there's 100% chance of death
in the Navy or just in general.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many people in the Navy die in a car?
About. Well, that's the 95 funny thing.
95.5%.
No.
You're not listening.
Okay. First of all, it's still 100% of the Navy, but. Because
everyone in the Navy dies in a car.
Yeah, sorry.
They should die in a boat.
Oh, I have this weird cough. Here's the thing. Yeah, they don't have cars in the Navy. They have amphibian.
I feel like
vehicles.
No, they still have cars. They don't do most of their business in the cars.
Because you're asking me about something I have no idea about. Which
you're right.
Is
you're
the Navy.
You're a number
I'm
file,
a number
not
guy.
A, not
I'm a
car
I'm
guy.
A statistician. What I do is I gussy up numbers.
You said you could recite any stat.
Right.
Off the top of your head.
Right. 60%, 20%, 92.5%. Like, those are things I can nail down.
Absolutely.
But you guys are like, hey, why is the Navy
okay.
so hard for my brother to get into? I know he only has one leg, but it's pegged already.
I misunderstood. Well,
anyway.
I think our listeners kind of get the gist of this show. I'm so happy to introduce our expert today.
Oh, really?
I have his name written down.
You were very sad earlier about it.
I was upset.
Is that true, Noah?
I was in sort of a fluster earlier. It's kind of cold out today. My arthritis is acting up. My joints are kind of in sort of a.
What the fuck kind of body do you have? You're 7 years old and you have arthritis.
And
he's 21 years young. And
we covered that at the top.
He spells joints with a D. Okay.
Yeah.
He's got very interesting shape.
Good joints.
Joints.
Good joints. And so welcome to the program. And do you want us to use your real name?
Real name is very important to us.
Yeah.
Okay. This is our expert today. His name is Ben Bryant.
Yeah. Hi, everyone.
Hello. Welcome. Hey.
Welcome.
I can't believe you sat so quietly the whole time.
Yeah, that was nice.
It's weird.
Yeah, not prompted at
yeah,
all.
That's
just
great.
Unprompted.
Quiet.
Now, Ben, what are you here to talk about?
Or if you'd like me to introduce you, I can.
Yeah, let's have an introduction expert introduce me.
Sure. Okay.
It's interesting, I don't remember.
Okay, let's get our introduction expert in here real quick.
Hello, I'm the introduction expert, Dr. Jean-Luc Vigd. And also spelled with a DJ at the end there, Noah. Today we're talking to our expert. His name is Benjamin Bryant. And he does a little bit
sorry,
of
doctor.
World-class
can you
tennis.
Can you not?
Yes, this is very important.
No, I'm going to put you through the drywall, and they're going to hear it on the podcast, and it's going to come through crystal clear.
I'm so sorry that our listeners have to hear this violence. My culture is one that we don't have any violence anymore.
And where is that?
Is it German by any chance? It sounds like it.
Well, it's on the border of Germany and Russia.
Oh, two peaceful cultures.
I don't think so.
Together, we're very nice.
Poland?
Yes, I'm from Poland.
Yeah, nothing bad ever happened in Poland.
Well, you know, it's not hard to remember. But anyway, let's talk about our experience.
Now, were you born in Poland or were you born somewhere else and then you came to Poland?
Yes, I was born.
In Germany?
Somewhere else.
And then went to Poland?
Well, not quite. But yes,
okay.
you relocated is what you're saying.
You know, I think
were you allowed to relocate, or was this a kind of forceful entry thing?
I just had to show my papers, and then I could go wherever I wanted.
Is your papers the name of your gun? Is that what you call your gun?
That's not this at all.
All right, where is Aaron? Let's get him back here.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Aaron.
Did you meet the doctor?
Yeah.
It's Dr.
Weird friends.
Bartender.
You really? He was nothing better than that.
I didn't forget his name's right here.
Hello!
What was it? What's your name?
I don't see that. No!
Ben.
This is unlistenable right now. Anyway.
Just got an email, guys.
Actually, I'd like you to read it out loud.
And never mind.
Instagram
thing.
Ben, and I know you don't like people talking about this, but Ben teaches tennis to little kids. And so he's going to come on and tell us about tennis.
Well, it's not just little kids. It's everybody.
What is the – and this is a great point. We're going to finally start. Why don't you put your cans back on? What is the oldest and youngest person you have taught to play tennis?
Youngest is 3. Oldest is like mid-80s.
Really? Who's harder to teach?
The 3-year-old, of course.
I don't – how am
like
I
an 80-year-old knows – like the world and stuff. A 3-year-old literally doesn't know. Like, I can't even think of a cute metaphor. That's how little they know. You can tell them anything, but they also don't listen. It's real interesting.
That's, okay. Well,
Aaron, you got kids.
Yeah,
you know
Aaron's
about it.
Back
it's like
now.
They don't know anything, but they also don't listen to anything.
Right. They're dumb. Yeah. And you give them something to swing around, and they like that.
Yeah. Well, that's what sucks about teaching it to kids is that it's not immediately rewarding, right? Like, tennis is really, really hard, which is why.
That's what I've heard.
Yes, yes.
And it's not fun either, like, even if you get really good.
To learn or to play?
At all. And learning is just hard. And, like, it's not rewarding for a kid. Like, if you give a kid a baseball and a baseball bat and he smacks it hard and it's like, okay, that's great. But, like, tennis, it's not immediately rewarding. They have to get it within, like, really small boundaries. And they're like, oh, well, I could put 18 months into this to finally start having fun with it, or I can go play soccer with all my friends. And I really don't blame the kids for wanting to fuck around.
What's your longest student?
There's 1 3-year-old who is, 6'8". He's a freak.
You know what I meant. How old is he?
No one asked that. Like, the oldest I've taught is somebody in their mid-80s.
No, that's not what I meant.
How long have you taught?
A single
like for this matriculating student.
Oh, I don't know. Like, I've watched a couple kids like go from like elementary to like high school.
Whoa!
Or like the border of middle school to it.
And what?
Did you know him or her?
Yeah, probably. I always had a problem with the way that like really good tennis kids like presented themselves. You know,
they're little pricks, and they're not even athletic. You should kick their asses.
Is it them or their parents?
Well, that's the other thing. Is tennis a lot like golf and the culture of it? It's very, you know, it's white clothes and it's tennis clubs and that kind of shit.
White clothes.
That's not a thing that really has with tennis anymore. That's just that's an old stereotype.
It's visors, though. I see a lot of visors both on the golf course and in the tennis hole, and they're always keeping the sun off their a brow, but not off their crown. It's so weird.
Yeah. People like getting sunburns on their heads and only the top.
Your dome's getting a little zonked from that old sun.
No, but they're just so serious about shit. Like, if you're ever on... I played tennis in high school.
Whoa, the cat is out of the bag.
Yeah. Well, because they...
Those rippling muscles look suited for athletics.
You know what? I'm more of a lower body strength type individual.
I've seen
actually.
You squat.
Yeah, you're good at sitting. Like, you're really good at sitting for extended periods
of time. If I got up here and showed you, you would see that my calves are actually something of...
Do you have nice calves?
Yeah,
I have really nice calves.
Do you know the number one...
cause of calf death? That's not even nice.
Yeah, it is.
That's okay for a young boy.
Give it a go.
Look at how many.
What do you mean a go? You want to try out your
calves? So Noah is showing us his leg, and now Ben is poking it
Give her
a squeeze. It's like Jello that didn't chill long enough.
Give her a squeeze.
Squeeze it like you would a Pen 6 tennis ball.
How about that?
It feels like petting a guinea pig. Just yeah, soft. Fucking, there's a lot of give.
Fucking ripped ass guinea pig. Fuck you.
Hey, dude. Can you do that guinea pig noise you know?
Yeah. Meow, meow. Wait, which? The guinea pig? The
guinea pig one.
Yeah. Meow, 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 meow. Yes. Oh, I got it. Yes, hello, I'm a guinea pig. Yes. Yes, Mr. Guinea Pig, where are we going? Yeah.
Can we bring Noah back just for a second? Let's get to the real brass tacks. How do you play tennis? What are the rules? What is a rule?
No one knows for sure.
Okay. And deuce, why? I've always wondered, why not just say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Yeah, why is our scoring system in tennis?
Why is it so much more like arrogant and elitist?
And in golf too, they count backwards.
Count backwards, and a lower score means you're good.
And handicapped is good. I mean,
yeah, you want to be extremely handicapped when you play golf. You want to be like the most handicapped person.
Get back on the subject. Yeah, though.
Let's talk about what's important.
The scoring of tennis, like love means zero. What?
Yeah, that's like I think it's like an old French thing. Just like,
can you explain it to us?
I think it's just a language thing. I used to know it, but I can't remember.
Well, we all know that Louvre in French is museum.
Yes.
You are thinking of the Denver Museum.
The Louvre.
It's called. That's what I was thinking of. Louvre.
Okay. Well, you know, we're just trying to get some scoring pointers here. You are the expert.
Yeah.
And thank
you. All right. Let's.
So then it goes to 15.
Yeah.
That's the next.
So it doesn't even go in correct increments. Yeah, can you explain that to us?
It's 15, 30, 40 game. And it used to be 45, but that was another like language thing.
Yeah, that was too confusing. That's what I'm saying. Fives.
40 to 45, that's 5, not 15.
You know what they do now?
What?
Instead of saying 45, they say 40 and then give high fives.
Yeah.
I saw that on a tennis match between Venus Williams and Pete
Davidson?
Yeah,
Pete Davidson from SNL.
No, the other Pete. Pete Sampras.
Yeah. Also from SNL. The guy who got
stabbed in the back.
He didn't get stabbed in the back.
Oh, but Tanya Harding. Yeah. Did you know that Monica Seles is one of the top
grossing movies of all time? I have a question. John McEnroe, or nay?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a psychopath. I mean, he's not even fun anymore. He used to be like actually just young, angry, and from New York, and now he's just this. He's just a grumpy New York deli grandfather who just has shitty opinions.
That's what happens when you get old, though, right?
Yeah,
you say all these opinions when you're young, like Noah just says stuff, and then eventually some of them stick, and you get fervent about it, and then you get older, and you start screaming about shit, and you don't even know what you're talking about, and it scares everybody. It scares them. Okay,
we dialed the cops on that one.
I'm back. I'm sorry. I'm just getting a little older. That's all.
Yeah. How you doing with that?
Pretty good, as you could tell.
If people don't know who John McEnroe is, maybe you can explain it.
John McEnroe was a tennis player back in about the 70s and 80s.
He played Billie Jean King.
Bjorn Borg. He played against Bjorn Borg. The guy was Bobby Riggs, who played against Billie Jean King.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They made a movie about it with Emma Stone.
Steve Carell.
And Emma Stone.
What was it called?
Battle of the Sexes.
Oh, that's a nice game.
Emma Stone makes out with a girl in it.
Fuck. Whoa.
I think the one thing young and old have in common is, that's fun.
That is a great time at the movies.
That's originally what the Battle of the Sexes match was going to be. It was just going to be like female tennis players making out until one of them won. But apparently that doesn't sell.
And how do you win in a female making out section? That's a National
Lampoon's movie premise.
What?
Yeah, that happened in Animal House.
That was Animal House. Okay, I've seen it.
Uh-huh.
That's what that movie was about.
Yeah, so back to Noah's question.
Pretty sure Animal House is about a couple who bought a zoo, and they named it.
And then they shrunk down and then moved to like a miniature suburbs.
I like that idea. Like Detroit? Man, you could go to a real small Detroit suburb and have your Animal House and eat it too.
Ooh. I heard Detroit's rebuilding, but like not very much.
Well, you know what they are? You know what they're putting in?
What?
Tennis court.
Yeah.
Can you explain what is the significance? Like, have you ever played on a dirt tennis court?
You mean clay?
No.
Have I ever played on dirt? Yeah, I'll play on dirt, mud, swamps, broken glass.
You animal.
Dog cum.
That's fucking sick.
Sewers.
No, I guess I did mean clay.
You did. And what's the deal with clay? They just pack it down?
Yeah.
I heard they have to get 62 people each with a metal spoon, uh-huh. and you take the back of the spoon, and you gently push the clay into the ground.
Yeah, it's like making cookies. Like,
until it's
like
a smooth
Play-Doh
surface.
That they make it with?
It's not quite
Play-Doh.
Play-Doh. It's like, have you ever left like milk out for too long? And then it forms a really hard, gross surface. It's like that, and they just pack that down into a quart.
My mom used to leave milk out all the time.
She could have been a pro.
That's really interesting.
Have you ever played on grass? Are there grass courts in Denver?
There is one at a country club, and a couple coworkers got to play on it, and I didn't, and I still hate them.
So Ben brought his own tennis racket so he could show us. What's a good brand of tennis racket if one is going to pick up a tennis racket to swing at a ball?
Ideally, you want to find something just really wooden and shitty at like a thrift store. And as long as it's like splintering and the strings aren't all in there, you're good to buy it.
I swung at the ball and it went right through the hoop.
Yeah, that's a point.
That's called tennis basketball. Or you didn't know that.
No, I did. That's how you immediately get 45 points if it goes right through.
Well, you get 40 and a high five.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your favorite. We've been on a pretty linear path so far in this conversation. Let's talk about your favorite tennis stars.
Do you have any?
Andy Roddick is married to Brooklyn Decker.
Yep.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn Decker.
Who played for the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Decker.
And then played for the New York Jets.
Brooklyn Decker, Sports Illustrated model and
you're thinking
football
of,
playeress.
Tom Decker. Now, what's his name?
Andy Roddick is one that comes to mind. Also, Federer Castro.
How many America Cups has...
You're kind of derailing my question.
Okay, go ahead.
Who else? Nikola Jokic.
Uh-huh.
Marina and Serena Williams.
Now, see, to the untrained ear, it sounds like you're making up a bunch of names, but I know you're actually having a small stroke. So
well, why don't you just tell us
all that blood went to your calves?
I'm trying to
who's the best tennis player in the world?
In your opinion.
Saucy. I don't know, probably Roger Federer because he wins a bunch of the shit. He's currently world number two. That's because he sat out the entire clay season this year.
Jesus, wow. Clay season's in the summer, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, like late spring.
Late spring, early summer. Yeah.
Did you know that in Australia, in the dry season? Uh-huh. The rivers. Let me get it out. The rivers dry up.
Uh-huh. And then what happens?
What happens after the rivers dry up? I'm telling you, just
all the animals. They walk down the hard clay surfaces to the billabongs. Billabongs. Which are big water. Well, they're not big, but they're.
I thought you meant the retail store billabong.
60 or 70% of the animals go to the billabongs to drink the water.
Uh-huh.
And those are just small dried up ponds in Australia during the dry season. So okay. I just, you know, sometimes
yeah, no.
this cough not a good comes statistic. Up.
It's a statistic. We'll see that.
Yeah. It's at least 20% statistic.
So Federer skips the clay season, goes on to number two.
Yeah.
You call him a winner, yet there's somebody better than him.
Yeah. Where? How can you accommodate for that?
Can you explain your actions?
Well, I mean, I already did explain it. It's because he skipped the whole clay season, and then Rafael Nadal played the clay season and then won pretty much the whole clay season. So you only move up one seat?
If you play an entire clay season?
No, he just got the most points doing it. Like
he got more than love.
Yeah.
He got 40s all over the place.
Pretty much. And then that's how they score the whole like rankings. It's like, how many 40s did you pour out for the homies?
That's a good question. Usually just a little.
Yeah, you're never going to be the number one in the world.
No, then. Never will.
Did you ever see the Seinfeld episode where Kramer tried to be a ball boy?
No.
And he was trying to date
that deaf
ball girl.
Hey, just as a side, you can only talk about Seinfeld for 30 seconds before we have to pay them. So be quick.
And you can only talk about it for 10 seconds before you have to pay me.
So get hit like 28 seconds to get past that mark.
I'm done.
So Ben.
Do you feel like you're learning a lot now?
Yeah, I do.
It's a lot of information.
I actually met
You strike me as a Hooked on Phonics kind of kid. I just worry that we're going too fast.
He doesn't know what that is.
No, I know phonics. Fuck you, yo.
Do you know Hooked on Phonics?
It's the generic phonics. You know what I mean?
No, Hooked on Phonics was a video program. Do you know what a VCS is? VCR?
Do you know VHS? What a CVS is? CVS is? Do you know what Walgreens is?
I know all these things.
You're so smug.
Yeah, they had to bring in a phonics teacher because our teacher didn't know all of it, and she sucked. And I remember every time she came in on Fridays, I was like, weekend couldn't come soon enough.
I don't know if you know this, but we brought your old phonics teacher here.
Is she here?
Yeah, and she would like to talk to you, Noah. Come on in.
Hi, Noah. It's me. It's your phonics teacher.
You're not my phonics teacher. Bring in another person with a better voice.
Okay, you're right. I was just an impersonator. You caught me. Okay.
Yes, come in, please.
Hi, Noah. It's me. It's your phonics teacher. How are you, sweetie?
Oh, I recognize you.
It's so good to see you again. You were always such a focused, slack-jawed student in my class.
Thank you so much.
Having you, do you know your phonics?
I sure do.
Can you read this word for me?
Sure. It's H-A-P-P-Y.
No, that's also not what phonics is. Phonics is sounding out a word.
It's a bunch of different things.
I don't think so. I think I would know. I'm a phonics teacher.
Let's see what this says.
Sound out that text message you just got from a Tinder skank.
The Trump administration is weighing a forceful new policy to separate parents from their children when caught.
You kids flirt weird now. I don't understand it. I don't understand how these kids flirt.
Can we bring Ben back?
Yeah.
Okay, goodbye. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
What did I tell you about my phonics teacher? Sucks, right?
She sucks.
Dude, I just passed your phonics teacher in the hall. She called you gay.
Did she call me?
Whoa, come on, guys. She's not talking to Noah.
Oh, yeah, she might have been talking to me.
Yeah. So, anyway, when you're playing tennis.
Uh-huh.
And
what do you give us? I'm going to interrupt because I don't want to hear the question. What's your, and we'll go back to you. What is your go-to tennis outfit? Give us head to toe. What's Ben wearing on his big match day?
I hope it's matching.
For shoes, I will. Are you turning my mic down?
No, I turned down number two.
Okay.
Like maybe we should have done that from the beginning. Probably not. We're probably okay.
I will usually wear flippers for like swimming flippers.
What else do you wear?
Like any dress that I can find, generally.
Who was that?
That was our next week's guest. Your Spanish teacher.
No way.
This is
Shilabadi. Ba, 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 ba.
You're so bad at names. You can't just think of a name.
You gotta like read the Wu-Tang like name generator just to get the like concept.
Or
of
just
what names
look at
are.
Baby names. Just think of names. Just yeah, a have, name.
You had three
you
kids.
Named
you should
kids.
Know.
Those were the names. Only names I could come up with. I'm tapped out
it
for
just
names.
Just sounds. You're just like. What was this teacher's name? Zubadoobadoo?
Yeah, I guess the problem is you only had, like, first names. You don't ever have to decide on your baby's last name unless you're trying to, like, deny that.
But, like, Wilson. Like, that's one that I just now thought of. That's a name.
That's a first name.
It could be a last name, too.
But that's a good name for a ball or a racket.
Or a neighbor in Home Improvement.
Oh, right. Or the volleyball in Castaway.
That's what he fucking just
said. A ball.
Isn't Home Improvement like the name of the show on Home Improvement?
No, it's Tool Time.
Tool Time is the name. So, flippers.
Flippers, a dress, a blindfold. I will often handcuff my hands together as well.
This is for tennis.
For tennis. A ponytail sticking out directly out of my forehead.
This cuff is something else. I can't even.
And I'll wear a strap on, but only on the back, so that I have like a little scorpion tail.
But
it's a dildo. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Do you remember Discovery Zone?
And actually, Ben drew us a picture of this.
Wow, that is some set of flippers you got there.
Thank you.
And your ponytail looks beautiful.
Thank you. It's from Sephora.
Sephora is a nice
company. It's actually pronounced Sephora.
It's pronounced Sephiroth from Final Fantasy VII.
So when you're playing in a tennis match, you'll have game, set, match.
Yeah.
So how many games are in a set?
Six.
How many sets are in a match?
Usually two out of three. The pros will occasionally do three out of five.
So you get three out of five. And how long does that take?
totally depends. Sometimes it's 45 minutes. It's like a baseball game. It's 3 hours.
Yeah. If I'm 3 years old and this is my first holy racket.
And you're playing another 3 year old.
And I'm playing a taller but equally ability-ed 3 year old.
How taller 3 year old?
Like six.
Let's just say he can clear the net.
Yeah. he can jump vertically up and clear the net on the other side.
I legitimately have seen like 14-year-olds eat shit trying to do that. So if a 3 year old could do that, it's probably gonna be about a 10-minute match.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got money on the other guy.
Yeah, that guy sounds like a lot better. Like when you're not falling down, you're winning. I remember my old football coach, he said, if you're falling down, you're not winning. And that's true.
Yeah.
Because we lost state. Because we were all fall down.
Yeah, it's easy to confuse football with
tennis.
Pocket full of posies, whatever. I can't think of that.
Oh, right. It was a game.
Ring around the rosies.
Thank you.
Well, if you've never played football, it's a real spin around the ashes.
It's kind of racist.
Anything?
So anyway, how else? Do you end a tennis game?
Yeah.
How do you end it?
And like, how would I end a tennis game?
I mean, ideally by winning the point.
Okay.
And there's like, you can win by either you hit a winner or your opponent makes an error.
Oh, yeah. So like a big whiff?
Yeah.
Or a big slam-o?
Or they like don't hit it in the right spot.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because there's lines?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, now, if the ball hits the...
Get off your phone, Noah. This is why you don't learn anything. This is for your benefit.
No, I'm learning.
What did I just say?
You said that we're talking about how to end the tennis game.
And then what did I say?
You said you were explaining how to do it.
Yeah, how specifically?
So he was talking about how once somebody has 40 points,
no.
The next person no. wins it after that.
No, you have a learning disability.
No. I know what you said.
So anyway, usually we learn something from our interviews with
sure.
our
expert
tennis players. But today, I don't know if we did.
I don't think so.
But I think...
It almost felt like incoherent rambling.
Is that what it was?
It was very Trumpian. So, Noah.
Yeah.
What...
We'll introduce you in a second. But you, at the end of the show, we like... Aaron and I like to ask each other what we would have liked the other person to have learned.
That's right. That's right. And today... I'll let Noah go first.
Okay, Aaron, I would...
You know what? You seem a little out of phonics right now. Let me just say one thing.
Yeah, what do you...
I real loss for phonics, buddy.
I think that Noah should have learned. And we're all listening to you very much. I think that Noah would have learned, most importantly, that even though he's a loser, the first loser, Andy Roddick, Federer... Andrew
Djokovic
is your number one favorite of all time tennis player. And you have all his baseball cards.
Yeah, and then I'd like to add on and to say that I think that I would like you to have taken out of this conversation that Ben does not like teaching tennis.
Right. Oh, that's important. Yeah, because those who can't teach, but since you don't like teaching, it means you must.
And those who must shall.
And do.
It's mostly just a solid
And income. Thank you so much
We're
for
so
coming.
We're so happy to have you.
And do you have any plugs?
Do
you have any plugs? We don't know. This will be out sometime in 2018. So do you have any 2018 shows in the summer?
You have your little cassette tapes that you keep rattling around. Like,
yeah, we released a cassette to celebrate the 1 year anniversary. On my show Guest List, we record that in July. The cassette is out now, and by the time this comes out, it will be extremely out. We may even be recording the next one.
Fuck yeah.
It'll be so popular that you can only buy them on the internet.
Yeah, we've gotten easily 3 downloads in a day, so I mean, we're crushing.
That's good.
Hit up Aaron, myself, or Ben for the cassettes.
Yeah, we'll put it on the website. We don't know what that is yet. But you guys, thank you so much for tuning in.
Absolutely.
This is Schooling Noah.
Happy birthday.
With Aaron Maslow and a special guest. Happy birthday, Noah.
Yeah,
Ben, thanks. You're welcome to leave at any point.
Thank you for having me on, Aaron. Noah, I...
Thank you for being here, Ben. And we'll catch you on
that
the flippity.
That literally does nothing.
Does it really?
That's
not?
Just for your headphones.
Yeah,
you,
that's just down my headphones.
Okay, why don't you press stop? Let's get the fuck out of here. You know what? You make me look like...
You make
me look like a fool.
You make you look like a fool, Noah, with your words and your actions.
He's hooked on.
Well, there we go. What'd you do?
Shut up. Okay. How'd you do that? What'd you do?
Someone's got a magic touch.
I fucking hurt my knee right there. That's what I did. I did what we should have done in the first place and turned it on the right way.
It wasn't on? The mixer wasn't on?
Look.
No, it sure wasn't because now those lights are going on.
Yeah, I mean, it was on, but not the right kind of on.
Jesus
Christ. What? A standby mode and then there's me mode and you guys are not standby me.
That's
mode.
A shitty. Why would they make that? Why would they? That's such an unclear way to use that mixer.
Dude, there was a demand for it.
Yeah.
Are we recording right
people
now?
People buy. No, we're not recording.
Okay, good. That's a very cunty way to start.
You know.
If I'm just mouthing off about the mixer.
Yeah, you'll probably never get your poster hung up here at Sexpot Studios.
Shout out to Sexpot.
This has been a Sexpot Comedy Joint. Collaborative, community-driven comedy produced by Andy Jewett and Kayvon Kalatvari. Headquartered in Denver, Colorado, with technical support from Isaac Miller. Every day at sexpotcomedy.com or at a show near you. Until next time, be well, friends.